Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
But let's try and understand what is going on down in KwaZulu-Natal. Janet Solomon is the founder of Oceans Not Oil and Climate Justice Charter Movement. She joins us this morning. Janet, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm well, and thanks for having me on.
The Climate Justice Charter is suing the government for the impact of the floods. Tell us why.
Well, we think this is an issue of malgovernance, Howard. The South African government has failed to take this climate crisis seriously, and it must be held accountable for its dereliction of duty. It's that simple. Government has been aware of climate issues for a long time now. It was part of the UN International Panel of Climate Change since the early 1990s. It's a signatory to all of the reports which have been highlighting how urgent action is needed, and that these climate extremes are just going to exacerbate. So we're saying it's time to stop the talk. It's time. This is not some freak natural disaster. It is directly linked to climate, and it is time that the city of eThekwini takes it seriously, that the province of KwaZulu-Natal takes it seriously, and that our entire cabinet, including the president, stops the talk and starts the action. So that's the...
Carry on, and then I'll ask a question.
Yeah, and we're actually calling on climate activists across the country to lay criminal charges against the cabinet and the KZN Premier, Sihle Sikala, and eThekwini Metro City Mayor, Olise Kuanda, who has just in the last 24 hours also admitted that all of this has to do with climate change. But we can't just say it has to do with climate change. There are fundamental actions that need to take place.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because is this about the issue of our policies, or is this about making sure that our infrastructure, for example, can deal with mudslides, and that our drainage systems are better, that our roads can manage it? Is it about that aspect? Is it about how we are dealing with climate change in terms of policy, or is it a combination of all of the above? Where have government let us down?
I think you're absolutely right in raising both those issues, and it comes down to centralizing climate in all policy. So if we centralize climate and policy, we then, the whole way down through governance, you have a focus on resilience. So you start building for resilience. You start employing people and getting hands busy for resilience. You know, there are thousands of people that could be employed to work together to make our coastline a place of resilience. This is going to be a place that's going to be very, very hard hit. We've got rising seas, and we've got these deluges that are predicted to get worse and worse and worse. And I mean, we've seen that. This rain bomb, compared to the last rain bomb, was twice the quantity of water, and the city can't cope.
A great description, a rain bomb. So what do you think, if you can name the top three things that government should have done ahead of this type of event, what should it be? What should it have been?
Well, okay, so, I mean, we're talking broad strokes here. So it needs to build climate-resilient infrastructure. That's a no-brainer. But we have to get down to the basics here, the fundamentals. We cannot talk about climate without a rapid phase out of fossil fuels and into fossil fuel subsidies and into extraction of fossil fuels. We have to take off the foot on the brake of renewable infrastructural development. We have all the blessings of sun, sea, we've got gravity even, we've got abandoned mines that can be used for gravitational storage. There are so many. We are an imaginative nation. There are so many options for us going forward to build for renewables and to build for storage, and we're not doing it. And that needs to happen quickly, and we need to start talking about socially owned and community-based renewable energy systems. We need to start talking about progressive carbon tax targeting. The polluting corporations are carrying on with impunity. That needs to stop. And we also need to start talking about a just transition. It can't just be verbiage. It's got to actually turn into serious, serious plans to move the workers that are in fossil fuel production across into renewables or into other purposeful jobs. You know, government is sitting on its hands with regard to this stuff, and it's now the deaths are mounting, and it is becoming culpable for those deaths. That's what we're saying.
What are the next steps in terms of suing government?
Well, we've placed these charges. The charges are being kind of tweaked in the police stations as we sit here. It's obviously it's a big issue, but there are direct links between culpability and the issues and the deaths. So for us, it's a case of the more people that stand up to be counted with regard to this, the better. Then government will start to take us seriously. But yes, if it gets into the legal system, that'll be a win for us, because at least we will have a situation where there is a serious focus on accountability and action.
And let's hope that it is taken seriously, because it is a very, very important thing. We can see the number of lives that are lost, the number of jobs, people's homes displaced. It is an absolute tragedy, and very clearly one that we, if not have, could have prevented, we certainly could have diminished the terrible, terrible impact. Janet Solomon, founder of Oceans Not Oil and Climate Justice Charter Movement, thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning, and good luck with the work that you are doing.